My notes for this episode were sound effects unhinged. Ileana is a different actress. Waverly University. The overacting is a bit much in this one. Is King Aaron gay? And then your notes are, dude, the way that Cameron was manipulated by a dead man, same, hashtag Gene Kelly.
And you're listening to
the Ramble Room. Yeah, you're listening to the Ramble Room. We haven't watched this movie. Well, we watched this movie a long time ago.
When we were recording.
Yeah, that year ago that we stopped recording stuff. And so it's been a while since we watched this.
Been a while!
And looking back at our previous notes, I have no idea what we're referring to.
I don't either. I do believe Cameron has a love interest in this. Clearly, yeah. He must be dead. Spoiler alert!
I guess. Must be dead. King Aaron is maybe possibly gay. I don't know why I thought that. Something must have happened.
Yeah, I guess. So anyway.
Story. You got a story for us?
It's the story I'll tell. Yeah, my story today is, you know what? Let's just talk about Gene Kelly for a second.
Okay.
Since you brought it up.
Sure.
There was this, I was watching, I think I was scrolling the TikTok, and I came across a video of Gene Kelly smoking a cigarette. Maybe it was Instagram. I don't know. He's smoking a cigarette, dancing around, and he tucks the cigarette into his mouth, kisses a woman, pulls the cigarette out of his mouth.
That's like the pirate or something.
Yeah. Blows smoke at her. And so I saw that and said, if a man ever did that to me, I'd probably punch him in the face. But the way Gene Kelly just did it, hot. So I'm going to go figure out what movie that is and watch it. And I sent it to our sister, Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, our only listener. And the smoke in the face, all that she was in. So we ended up watching The Pirate. And I don't remember really anything about the plot except for Judy Garland's in it with him. And honestly, probably worth a rewatch. Maybe we'll start watching regular musicals once we're done with all the Disney Channel bull.
We do have a plan for Disney sequels in which we'll do like a tier listing of which Disney sequels are the best. Disney animated, I should clarify.
Yeah.
Not just any Disney sequel.
Because then we'll be on Pirates of the Caribbean and Star Wars and every Marvel movie. So we just don't have, I don't have the patience. I barely can get through. I haven't watched all of the Star Wars movies. I haven't watched every Marvel movie.
You haven't watched Lord of the Rings?
I have not watched Lord of the Rings. I'm an uncultured swine. Leave me alone.
I should add that to your list, Lord of the Rings.
Which is crazy because if you think about it, I've watched a lot.
You have.
But I just haven't watched the,
I mean, it's
like big series. Like, I've watched Harry Potter.
To be fair, Marvel movies is a lot.
Oh, Lord.
And we only got through the first however many.
Yeah. So it's like when it's a big series, I feel I get overwhelmed.
Yeah. I get that.
And I'm like, I just can't do it. Which is why Melissa started reading Percy Jackson, pulled me along the trail with her. Then she started pulling Caitlin and Chris, and my mom are on the trail as well. They got off the trail after reading the first five. And I'm still, she's dragging me, you know, like I'm tied to a horse and the horse is running and I'm still on it. And I'm reading the Heroes of Olympus. And God bless you, Rick Riordan. Love everything you're doing. You're killing it, crushing the game. Why so long? Why so many books? Why 20? How many? 70?
It's like 27.
This man's got short stories. This man's got full-length books.
But that's what's great about it.
And I love that he's, you know, not getting tired of writing for these characters. Because I'm going to be honest, I have some of my favorite characters of books ever.
I know.
That are in the series. We've got Nico. D'Angelo, that kid is my favorite kid that's ever existed, I think, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm considering naming my future child Nico.
It is. It's a cute name.
I love Leo in Heroes of Olympus.
Yeah.
I'm living for Rachel Elizabeth Dare.
Mm-hmm.
I love Grover.
Mm-hmm.
I love Percy.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo. Anyway, Melissa's, I'm attached. My hitch is attached. My horse is attached to her hitch.
We're hitched. You don't need to do a metaphor. You don't need to do a metaphor. Just stop.
We got married. We're hitched. My wagon is hitched to hers. Is that the saying?
Oh, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway.
You're jumping on the bandwagon?
What do we watch?
we're watching Twitches too.
On the trail we blaze.
That's El Dorado.
Anyway.
Here's the one sentence bitch for this movie. When a new evil threat arrives, it's up to the Twitches to save Coventry.
And Twitches stands for twin witches.
Yeah, in case you forgot from the first Twitches.
I think that's the name of the podcast. The title of the episode. Twin witches.
Oh.
Twitches, it makes sense.
Probably.
Something like that.
You're probably right.
Anyway, we get a full-blown recap of the first movie at the beginning of this movie, which, you know, everybody needed.
Well, I mean, honestly, when did the first one come out? Now I'm not sure.
I have absolutely zero clue.
Like, because this came out 2007.
Probably 2005.
Yep, 2005. Yeah, honestly, I don't know why they needed to recap, because it's not like it was that long ago.
And here's the thing about Disney Channel.
They replay it.
They replay crap all the time. I think they're still playing High School Musical sometimes.
I think they still play Twitches sometimes.
I think they have the whole Monstober. Mm-hmm. Where they just play their spooky movies, which right. includes Halloween Town, which includes Twitches, which mm-hmm. includes Girl vs. Monster. Aren't you so excited to watch that one?
Yeah, I've never seen all these later ones I've never seen ever, so.
Can't relate. I stayed too in tune with it.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
So we start off at the Castle Coventry, in Coventry, I should say.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the Coventry.
Okay.
Shoot Queen artillery.
Queen Miranda is...
That's a crazy song.
In the castle. And she's speaking to King Aaron's portrait, talking about how much she misses him. Because he died in the last movie.
He didn't die in the last movie.
He was already dead.
Before the last movie.
Oh, yeah, because the brother. That's right, okay.
The brother was trying to get in her panties. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have paused as long as I did. They recast, who was it?
Ileana. Because
is she the only one who is recast, though?
I think so.
This CGI castle is crazy. Oh, it's bad. It's like even Steven's movie bad.
Yeah, well, to be fair, again, this is Disney Channel budget. They can only do so much with it. Yeah, so Queen Miranda just is talking about how much she misses her husband. She leaves the room, is followed by a shadow, and then we get to Earth with Cameron. And Cameron...
Are we saying that they're not on Earth?
In Coventry? I mean, it's a different dimension. This, at least this particular thing refers to this as Earth dimension, where Cameron and Alex are.
That's very interesting. I guess right. I guess my brain always assumed, even though it's a magical way to get there, I always assumed it was more like Princess Protection Program, where it's like Demi Lovato's character, different country, not different dimension. They just are witches, so it's easy to get from place to place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I never thought it was a... And maybe they mentioned that in this, but...
Yeah, maybe. But on Earth, it's revealed that Alex is living with Cameron and her parents while she's attending Waverly University. Maybe my note of Waverly University was because it's interesting Wizards? That... Yeah, Wizards of Waverly Place and Waverly are... Probably. Associated with witches.
Oh, I could have talked about that. What an idiot I am. Guys, I started watching Wizards Beyond Waverly Place, and it's not bad. This does come from the girl who watched the iCarly reboot and enjoyed it, so take that with a grain of salt.
Okay, anyway, so then as they're... I think like Cameron and Alex are arguing over something. Cameron made a mess and Alex is like, you can't keep using your magic and making messes of things. I don't know. Whatever their argument is, it's not important because Ileana,
who was recasted,
and Karsh,
who's Mark.
they arrive out of their pool outside. I don't know
it's
why.
It's not recasted. It's recast, right?
I think
so,
yeah.
The past tense of cast is cast.
Yeah. I think so.
I was cast in a film. I wasn't casted in a film.
Yeah.
I think Tom Hanks was cast away, not casted away.
Harry, shut the fuck up. Okay.
Sorry.
They show up and announce that they're getting married. Whoopi, whoopi.
Goldberg?
No one cares.
Whoopi Goldberg is in this.
And they want Cameron and Alex to attend their wedding. And they also let them know that their mom, Miranda, wants to see them. Well, Alex doesn't want to go because she doesn't want to miss her first day of classes at Waverly University. And then Cameron ends up going by herself.
Is his name Aaron or Aaron?
Aaron.
Why is it spelled A-R-O-N?
Aaron? I don't know. Aaron. Aaron. So, anyway. Cameron ends up coming across Dimitri, who's a handsome dude, I guess. I don't know. And Alex runs into a guy named Marcus, who we find out was Cameron's ex-boyfriend, which is kind of interesting.
Is Dimitri the dead guy?
I guess. I don't know. Those notes, I don't know what it is. And because...
No notes.
Because it's been so long since we've watched this, I have no idea.
Guys, and Dimitri's a wizard? A warlock? He's a cutie pie.
Yeah.
He's got shaggy hair.
I mean, define cutie pie.
He's got eyeliner on. That's how I would define a cutie pie. Does the man have eyeliner? Yes, he's a cutie pie. What's his face? Colin O'Donohue? Once upon a time? Cutie pie.
So the thing about Dimitri is that she initially thinks he's a prince, but he's actually kitchen servant.
That's
like
right.
Like Dimitri and Anastasia. Wait, what?
The Princess Anastasia.
That's so weird.
I wanted to watch that the other day.
His name is Dimitri and is a kitchen servant?
That
is
wild.
The exact plot of Anastasia.
Did they steal this?
Yeah, they must have.
Wait, isn't Anastasia Disney?
No.
I think it is.
It's Fox, and then they bought it.
So it is now.
Yeah, but it wasn't originally.
Can I tell you something? I'm remembering who the dead guy is.
Oh.
Dead guy's uncle, who she thinks is her dad. She thinks it's her dad's ghost talking to her, but it's really her uncle.
Yes.
Still evil.
Thanos is the uncle.
Thanos, yes.
Thanos, yeah.
That man.
All right, anyway, so yeah, we find out Dimitri's actually a kitchen servant, and I guess all the kitchen servants wear eyeliner, because the other guy that shows up is like...
Hey, it's another dimension. The rules are different.
I guess that's part of their uniform, is like you've got to wear smudged eyeliner.
Clearly. But yeah, does Marcus confuse her for Cameron at first?
Yes, he does. And then I guess their friend Beth tells... Who's Beth? She's like mentioned on here, but...
I think Beth is Cameron's friend, who in turn became Alex's friend because they all go to the same school type of thing.
Okay.
Because Beth goes to school with Alex.
Right. So Beth is the one that told Marcus, that wasn't Cameron, that was her twin.
Twitch, if you will.
Then Marcus meets up with her again and...
calls her Alex. She realizes he called her Alex, so he knows. He's a smart guy, clearly.
And then it's very obvious that he likes her.
Which I think is a little crazy.
It's really weird.
Because to be completely honest with you, you and I don't look exactly alike. We look similar enough that if a man were interested in me and then started flirting with you, I'd be weirded out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just strange to be like, well, it didn't work out with your sister, so I guess I'll try you.
Since I already know that I'm attracted to you.
Yeah, it's just strange.
Let's see if I like your personality more.
Then
Marcus becomes
strange.
Possessed. Because look at it. I'm assuming that shadow is supposed to be the demon following.
Yes. There is like this weird shadow that is... In the beginning, it was just kind of like ominously following the queen. And then it just now took over Marcus and I guess is inside of him. But we don't really know yet what's going to happen.
Crazy. Crazy plot.
Okay.
Guys, we're gonna try something new. And it's called winging it. Oh, wait, that's been our entire experience.
No, okay. I'm just going to skip past the unnecessary things and wait till I get to the next thing. So just give me a moment. None of this is important. All of this shit happening, unimportant.
Loathing. Unadulterated loathing.
Cameron, I believe, finds like a ring with her father's crest on it. Or maybe Ileana and Karsh had found it originally and then she found it. I don't know. But they're finding like different clues that make them believe their dad is still alive somewhere.
Yeah.
And they end up thinking that their father is in the Shadowlands alive, which is why they mistake the whole shadow thing for him instead of the uncle. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because here's the thing about the uncle, which I've forgotten his name completely and entirely. He knows a lot about his brother.
Thanos.
knows a lot about his brother, Aaron. And so... it only makes sense that he can trick them very, very easily. I realize that's a big spoiler that I'm like just off the bat being
it
like,
is,
hey
but it's
guys,
fine,
this is the plot.
We're doing this so wrong anyway.
Yeah, guys, don't listen to this episode.
If I can be completely honest, the next movie that we're doing is Minutemen, and I'm so much more excited about that.
I am excited about that. Melissa watched that probably on repeat when we were younger.
Yes, and I cried when we rewatched it. Actually, we both kind of got teary-eyed. Remember?
Guys, Nicholas Braun. Just remember that
Love
name.
Him.
He's going to do big things, I tell you. You're going to be in a movie called Shed It at Night.
Okay.
Should we just skip this? Should we just start talking about Minutemen?
Should we talk about Saturday Night?
I'm willing to say this movie is an hour and 28 minutes. I'd say 28 minutes of it is important, and an hour of it is filler.
Isn't that most Disney Channel movies, though?
Nah. High School Musical, every single part of that is important. High School Musical 2, you're going to get so wet. Super important.
Oh, yeah. I was not fully listening, and then when you said you're going to get so wet, I was like...
Just the look of disgust. For those who can't see, because this is a listen-only podcast, Melissa looked at me with a disgusted face.
Alex and Cameron end up going to Coventry together, which, I don't know. I feel weird about... It seems weird that Alex is now willing to go, even though she still technically has classes. She wanted to be there for the first day. Do you know what they do the first day of classes? They go through the syllabus.
How exciting.
Exactly. Why
How
would she?
Riveting.
It's like, okay.
Don't chew crackers in my classroom. But that's the crap that they put in syllabuses. That's what I remember from high school syllabuses was you can't have snacks in my classroom unless you're willing to share. Bring a clementine. They cut your hand off.
God. All right, so then when
that.
Alex and Cameron are there, the mother Miranda, I'll keep it in. When Alex and Cameron are in Coventry, Miranda says that she believes Thanatos is becoming powerful again.
Thanos.
And he wants the girls to use a vanquishing... Wants to girl... God. Wants
what? The girls to use a vanquishing...
Wants the girls to use a vanquishing spell, which... would destroy everything in the Shadowlands.
Didn't Thanos wear eyeliner in the last movie?
Yeah, there's a lot of eyeliner.
I think just men in this unit, because I think Karsh wears eyeliner too. Yeah. I think men in this universe just like to have a dark eye, a smoky lid.
Yeah, that's fine.
A smoky lid is crazy, but I love it.
A smoky lid. Okay, the whole idea is that Thanos wants his vanquishing spell used during the solar eclipse. Oh my God, I can't speak.
Wants to use it when they sort of eclipse.
Thanatos wants the vanquishing spell used during the solar eclipse because it will ensure that everything in the Shadowlands gets destroyed. And as we've... Oh my God! And as we've established, the dad is in the Shadowlands, or believed to be. Oh my God, okay. I fucking hate my life. All right. I don't actually. Also, while they're talking to their mother, Alex and Cameron come across Dimitri. Cameron says, oh, this is the prince I met. While they're talking to him, Karsh and Ileana say, oh, Dimitri, could we get some tea? And then we find out he's a servant. Cameron's like, you lied to me? And Alex is a bit suspicious of Dimitri.
Well, here's the thing. She's suspicious of Dimitri because Dimitri lied about being a prince. She knows. Alex knows. And she's like, please don't tell Cameron. And then,
And then
he asks to borrow some of her magic. And she's like, why do you want to do that? And he goes, well, I want to do something special for Cameron. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she, I think, freezes him or something. All I know is she does a little move and then Dimitri screams. That's all I know. But I do know that Cameron knows that Dimitri's not a prince. And then he asks to borrow some magic, which is a little creepy.
Cameron also, it's almost like they're both messing with each other's love interest. Because
yeah.
Cameron changes herself to look like Alex to mess with Marcus, I guess. Because she's like, what is her issue with Marcus?
I don't think that she's cool with Marcus and Alex together.
I'm just going to skip past this because the overacting is cringy even with the sound off. There's no subtlety whatsoever.
Taj Mowry would never. Hello, my name is Joseph Drede, but you can just call me Drede.
And I'm Trudy.
And you're listening to QVC, HSN, NBC, ABC, the AFJ. Now, listen, We've got product fresh off the market. You'll never believe it because it is fresh off the market and nobody can ever own it except for you if you go to trudy.trudy.shop. Would you like to know what the product is? Sure. Trudy, my dearest friend.
Yes, what is the product?
It is called Poinsettia. It is a plant.
A plant?
That if dogs eat it, I think it will kill them.
Why the fuck are we selling plants? Those things will be rotten by the time they get to people. What do you mean? They won't. How will they not be rotten? What will they do?
We put them in a special incubation.
Incubation? What are they, a fucking chicken's egg?
Kind of like that. They put it in and they put a nice little, they're like silver sheets that goes over to protect from the cold and the wet and all of these things. And we give them here when they're little seeds in dirt.
You have to wait.
We plant them. Oh. We ship them.
Who's planting that, Fred?
Fred is useless. Fred actually got assistant recently.
Are we paying for that?
No, Fred is paying. He's assistant. Because he said, I don't have enough time to do it. Trudy. And I said, well, then get an assistant, but it comes out of your paycheck. And Fred said, fine, I'll do it.
He's an intern. Interns, why wouldn't an intern have an assistant?
Because I think he has another job. I don't know. Fred is an interesting guy, but I really like him. I think we should keep him around.
Okay, anyway. So these are being planted, I guess, by... Yes. What is their name?
Fred?
No, the assistant.
I don't know. I haven't met him.
God. We'll figure that out next time. Anyway, they get planted. What do they look like?
Once they sprout, once they bloom, they're red flowers. The flowers almost look like leaves, but it is flower. It's a flower. It's a red flower with white in the middle. Sometimes the poinsettias are, sometimes they are pink. Sometimes they are speckled and white and red. Have you ever seen one of those? No, you haven't, because it's fresh off the market. So they come in multiple different colors, primarily red. Is the color.
Okay, what are the other colors?
Pink. I just said pink. We got white, we got speckled pink. And white. I mean, we got...
But what do they do?
They're for decoration. It's the Christmas season. You always are looking to get more red colors in your home. You're always looking to get more white colors in your home. To brighten up the place, to make beautiful little things. And so poinsettias are perfect for that. I think they are poisonous to cats and dogs. So if you have a cat and a dog, I would keep it either up high or not get it at all.
Do these have to be in soil?
Yes, they come in soil. We plant them before we
How are we ensuring that these don't get destroyed in transit?
There's plenty of ways.
Okay, what are the ways?
Well, if...
It sounds like you don't know.
No.
Did you do your research for this product?
I swear to all that it's holy. If you don't let me sell this product, I will literally cut your hair off in the middle of the night.
Trudy, that was so unnecessarily violent. I loved it.
You're well.
I think you should more like that.
I've been working on it because I know how much
good
you
for you.
That.
Good for you for sticking up for yourself.
Thank you. Listen, I did do my
research.
You're
normally so pathetic, you know? You normally let me walk all over you.
Well, not today. If you keep it up, the whole head is going.
All right, anyway, go on.
If say, the poinsettia gets to your home, and it is rotted, the leaves, they fall, they're not good, you email us at our website, trudy.trudy.shop. Money back guarantee. We send you a new one.
We're going to lose so much money.
No. We're sending a new one.
You just said money back guarantee.
Cut it out of the podcast. We just send one back.
You can't money back guarantee and
out.
Send
no.
a no cost replacement.
Just cut the part where I said it wrong. I did not mean money back guarantee. I meant replacement plant will be sent to your home.
I'm not cutting this out. I don't even edit this.
You know that I... Melissa, please. I know you edit these. Please take it out.
Melissa doesn't like you.
No.
She doesn't like any of us.
Melissa likes me.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't like any of us. She's a fucking cunt.
That's Does Ariana like me?
Maybe.
Does Ariana like you?
No idea. But I definitely know Melissa doesn't.
It's so hurtful.
Well, just gonna have to deal with it.
Well, Ariana, if you like me, can you talk to your sister? Does Melissa like Ariana?
I think so. I don't really pay attention to that part of the podcast.
I don't either. I just hope that
just
she
fast
comes
forward, it. Wait for the QVC, HSNBC, ABCDFG.
To be completely honest,
theme song.
I do think that is what everybody does.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the best part of the whole podcast.
If we uploaded this to YouTube, it'd be like the most watched section when you scroll through. Like
most replayed right here.
It'd be a fucking mountain in the sea of valleys.
In the sea of just nothing. Exactly. They'd be going back to listen to us talk.
Just a little boop. In your brain. Just a little
climax
in your brain.
I think here's the thing. If Melissa doesn't cut it out, it's not money back guarantee. You guys understand. I am Russian and I don't know words very well. You guys know I struggle with words oftentimes. What I'm telling you is it's not money back. It's we send you a new plant to replace the plant that died. It costs.
Well, they better have their fucking order number. Otherwise, they could have a plant that lived its full fucking life, glorious life with its fucking plants and fucking leaves.
You
and
act then, like we don't have these things on file.
And
you
then if
like,
they.
You act like all of our other products you can't return. You can.
Who are they talking to? Do we have a customer service?
Yes.
Who the fuck is that?
Layla.
Layla?
And Maud. They're our customer service.
Mort?
Maud. Maud.
Maud, M-A-U-D-E. Is she 85 years old?
No, she's 29.
Oh my God. There's a Maud who's 29?
Yes, she Holy works at our customer service department.
I gotta talk to her immediately.
I think it's Layla, Maud, and Bess. Bessie.
Bessie?
Yes.
Her name is Bess.
Her name is Bess Bessie.
Bess Bessie.
Yes.
Is the Bessie in quotations?
No. Her first name, Bess. Her middle name, Bess. Her last name, Bessie. Bess, Bessie. That's her full name.
That is fucking unbelievable. I've got to get down to the customer service and figure out who these bitches are.
They're wonderful. Most of them are Southern because we like to have Southern hospitality down there.
That is not what that means.
It's not?
No. That just means they're going to give you a nice iced tea or whatever the fuck they drink. And when you meet them visit their house
Bess,
in person,
Bess
customer service,
best.
Who knows what they'd be like
Bess,
on the phone.
I'm not telling you, Bess makes the best iced tea I've ever had. You
don't
go talk
doubt
to those
that.
Ladies. Those
I,
ladies are wonderful.
I
and
plan
if you
on
guys,
it.
You guys should call in just to talk to them. They're wonderful. But yeah, we have customer service. I didn't
don't
know.
Tell them that. They're going to bother them now.
How did you not know that we had customer service? You tell me I don't do my research. You don't even know our staff.
I don't give a shit about this.
And
staff.
Here's the thing. Layla, Bess, and Maud have been around since we started.
That seems untrue.
It's not. They're the only ones besides us who have stayed consistent. They're the only ones who have not quit.
That means they know everything I've done.
No, they don't. They don't.
Oh.
They don't.
Well, maybe I shouldn't go visit them then. We'll
I mean,
keep them
can.
In the dark. No. We'll keep them in the dark.
Anyway, the price of these poinsettias is $60,000.
Okay.
With a
how many is just one plant?
It's one plant.
Okay.
But they're quite large.
Okay.
It's a $2 million shipping fee.
What are the dimensions?
Dimensions is 15 by 14 by 15.
Holy fuck, that's huge.
I'm telling you, large.
It's like a fucking canvas.
Yes.
Oh my God. God,
I'm telling you,
where are they gonna put that thing?
Some people keep them outside. Some people put them in the corners of their homes. We can sell smaller ones. They're more expensive, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
So the best deal is to get the 15 by the 14 by the 15.
All right.
That's width, height, depth.
What about the radius? What about the circumference of the
pot? I don't have the circumference right off the top of my head. I could look it up. I could text Fred and see if his assistant knows.
They could just talk to Layla, Bess, or Maud.
Layla, Bess, and Maud would have that information as well. Anyway, if you want a poinsettia or to talk to Maud and Bess and Layla, go to druidy.druidy.shop. Their phone number is on the website. the poinsettia is also on the website. And I think we can go back to the podcast.
I guess so. This was probably our most professional run.
I really doubt that. And we're biggity back. This girl is wiggity whack.
So, after they're messing with Marcus, Cameron and Alex are kind of arguing about the use of the vanquishing spell. Cameron thinks they should finish it because she thinks the shadow is their uncle. Alex doesn't want to use the vanquishing spell because she thinks the shadow is their dad.
That's right.
Alex ends up going to Coventry to talk to her mother. And while she's there, she gets like a signal of a star being written on the window from the shadow. And she thinks that that's her dad because her dad gifted her mother a star. She goes and tells her mother this. Miranda gets very stone-faced and she says, I never should have told you that story. I think she also thinks it could be the uncle messing with her. And Alex gets very upset about that. And she doesn't want to use the vanquishing spell. She's very mad at the mom, mad at Cameron. And then Alex and Cameron eventually agree to go to Coventry and do the spell. The solar eclipse starts. Everyone's watching. Cameron and Alex start spinning around in the air. And then Alex ends up not finishing the spell. Cameron ends up finishing it. And Alex gets upset saying, what have you done? What have you done? Cameron is like, I have to stop Thantos from exiting the Shadowlands. What ends up happening is that while the Shadowlands are being destroyed, Alex decides she needs to act quickly to try and get the dad back to Earth or try to bring him back from the Shadowlands. She ends up going and trying this spell out, but she ends up bringing back Thantos instead of the dad.
Shocker.
The dad is the shadow that has been on Earth, the one that like kind of weirdly possessed Marcus and has kind of been the shadow that's been haunting their house this whole time. Thantos's goal is to get Aaron's shadow from Earth and bring him back to Coventry. And I think he's wanting to destroy his shadow so that he isn't able to come back from the Shadowlands since Thantos has already been brought back.
Gotcha.
So then while he's going to get the shadow on Earth, he goes to Cameron and Alex, or I guess it's Cameron's house, but Alex does live there too now. Cameron and Alex's house, gets the dad, brings him back to Coventry, and locks everyone out of Coventry. Then as they're locked out, Dimitri ends up helping them get back into the castle because he was a servant inside, but Miranda had given Dimitri's powers back to him, which I think we skipped over, but Dimitri was powerful, did have magic, and then it was taken from him, and that's why he was a servant.
Hilarious.
It's hilarious. Anyway, as they're being let back in, they run to like the top of the castle where Aaron and Thantos are fighting. Miranda, Cameron, and Alex all combine forces, much like Halloween Town, to bring Aaron back. And then he ends up defeating Thantos by shoving him down a portal. And he gets sent to the afterlife.
Same.
So their dad is back from the dead. Yep. But I guess he wasn't dead. He was just in the Shadowlands, which is weird. Like, that's not the afterlife.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how that works.
A Hades.
The eclipse ends. Everyone's happy. And then we cut to Ileana and Karsh's marriage, their wedding. Cameron and Alex are bridesmaids. We see that Cameron and Dimitri are together, seemingly. It's not really confirmed, but they're, like, looking at each other like they love each other. And same with Marcus and Alex. Though, when did the whole... I don't know. I feel like the relationships were weirdly rushed and were not important.
Correct.
Because the last time we saw Marcus, I swear to God, they were, like, doing that weird thing where they were both pretending to be one another and weirding him out. So where was the resolution for that? I'm sure there was something I missed, but still, it feels like the resolution couldn't have been that good, especially since we're worrying about getting the dad back from the Shadowlands this whole time. It was unnecessary in my mind.
I again would say 28% of it or 28 minutes of it was like the actual movie, and an hour of it was filler and trying to have a love interest. I don't get it.
Well, they get married. Aaron and Miranda are the ones that are officiating the wedding. Do they have that license?
I mean, they're the king and queen of whatever dimension this is. So I would assume so.
All right. Well, they end up having a reception, and at the reception, everyone in the cast is chanting, "Go Twitches, go Twitches," just like the end of the first movie with Cameron and Alex saying it. And that's it. Wasn't that fascinating, guys?
Wasn't that great? So do you happen to have a moral of the story? Because I don't.
This is the second movie in a row where there's been a recast and it was not worth it.
All right. There was a recast in the last one?
Return to Halloween Town?
Oh.
Barney. But obviously that recast was much more impactful than Ileana's recasting. I don't know what my moral of the story is. I guess you can't always trust your gut instincts when it comes to shadow people.
But she could.
What do you mean?
She wasn't wrong that her dad was in the Shadowlands. She just was also, it was just also that Phantos was there.
I guess, but then how would they have brought him back? Because originally she brought them back. When she tried to bring him back, she ended up bringing back the wrong person. Okay, then I guess the moral of the story would be don't mess with magic. I say about the two witches.
Yeah. Much like Meg had to learn in Hercules, leave the dead alone.
Yeah.
The dead are dead.
Yeah.
Be done with it. I don't care if you're in Coventry and the Shadowlands aren't really a place where dead people reside. It's just where people who should be dead reside.
Yeah, was it really worth
it? Don't mess with it.
I guess it was worth it.
You got your dad back, who you didn't even know.
I guess it was worth it to them, but yeah, they did kind of endanger a lot of people's lives.
They were literally adopted. Yeah. They didn't know their dad from a hole in the wall. They don't know their mom from a hole in the wall. They don't know anything about Coventry. Why do they care? All of a sudden. I mean, I've never been adopted, but if I were to find out that I were adopted and my birth father was dead, I wouldn't go searching for him. That I would be like, oh, he's dead. That sucks.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a witch. All right, guys.
I guess witches think differently, man.
They must. Twin witches at that.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.